I realize we're out of time. The two brothers that spoke before have taken care of two-thirds of what I had on my thoughts. One more verse, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 12, and all indeed who desire to live piously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us by glory and virtue, through which he has given to us the greatest and precious promises, that through these things you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Brethren, I think of the things that we've been discussing today, and the idea of persecution. And we had before us, our brother Andrew brought up, that there's a persecution that we can experience in the sense of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that relates to the kinds of suffering that Israel had to go through in the wilderness. We know that the time that Israel spent in the wilderness was not easy, but it was necessary. And I hope that we don't confuse what we were looking at today in Daniel with that kind of suffering in my own life. Because there are things that I suffer that are difficult, that the Lord is using to bring to light something that needs to be judged within me. But that's not the kind of sufferings that, at least this afternoon, we've looked at today. The sufferings are more acquainted with what we have. I meant to read in 1 Peter, but what we read in 2 Peter connects with what we just had. In light of what we have been given in Christ, in light of what we look forward to, and connected with what we read in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Brethren, do we have a desire to live godly? Do we have a desire to live in a way that is consistent with the God who we know? This, I think, ought to be the challenge before us today. I would hope. Our brother Steve was just bringing that up. Because this is, if we're going to look at the examples that we had this afternoon and think that these men were suffering difficult times because that we often suffer because of something that needs to be judged in my life, we've missed it. These men that we looked at were able to go through what they did because of the God that they trusted in. They were prepared for suffering. The suffering came not because there was something found in them, but because God wanted to show something in them. Do you have a desire, brethren, that God would manifest himself in your life today? That God would find something of value? The verse I was thinking of is in there, is 1 Peter chapter 1. That our faith is tried, that it may come forth as gold, is the sense. That God desires in you and in me to find something for himself. Have you ever thought about that? That it's not about me standing up and saying, nope, I'm not going to partake in this. Great job. You know, next test. No, God wants to bring something of glory for himself from each one of us. Do we desire that? It is amazing grace, brethren, isn't it? that God wants to bring us through difficulty so that he may be glorified. Let's put ourselves aside. We saw his glory shining in these examples. Things that we will probably never see with our own eyes, but we can read about that God was bringing. But look at this God that we're dealing with in Daniel, the one that brings people through fire, the one that is not ashamed to be identified there in the fire with them. You know, it says in Hebrews, right, that God was not ashamed to be called their God. And so I hope that our desire is towards this God, the one whom we know, that he may be glorified in us, and not that we may justify ourselves. May the Lord bless his word.